About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your K-Rock and welcome to your Klein Alley show. It's just after 10 o'clock. We used to call this a summer hour, but here we are now in the middle of summer enjoying an hour together. And this is the hour that we give away more of those tickets for you to go hang out on the beach in Santa Monica with Jack White, Killers, Sublime. It is Ocean Way Festival, and we get you in.
And the homeless. Don't forget about the homeless.
Oh, and the homeless. Headlining. Yeah. The homeless will be headlining. Uh-huh. So get ready for that.
Bandy.
Homeless guy gave me a donut when I went into the bathroom last time I was at the Santa Monica Pier.
Whoa, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't accept it, but he did offer me a donut.
Did he throw it at you like Jake does, or you tossed it?
I caught it in my mouth.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
No, as I went in, he was like, would you like this donut? I was like, I'm okay, sir. Thanks so much.
Nice. Yeah. Probably someone gave him the donut, and he's probably, you know, like L.A., everyone's all carb conscious. He's probably like, yeah, I'll pass it off to that woman.
This isn't keto.
I'll hand it over to Fat Allie when she walks by, and she'll probably go ahead and swallow that thing whole, and you pass
it. And he was
right. Big mistake right there. You should have taken it. Allie, you'll appreciate this message. You're the only person who will.
Hey, guys. Sweet dibs. I just wanted to call in about my sweet Odo accomplishment.
Nice.
100,000 miles.
What?
Hooray! Time to scrap it. Time for a new car.
Yeah. Time for a new car. You hit the big Odo, the big six-figure Odo, 100K. Very impressive odometer accomplishment.
Do you not think that's slightly impressive? Isn't that a milestone for somebody who bought a new car and now they got it to 100,000 miles?
That is a different story because that one, it means something. When you get all excited because it goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, or when it does
that's fun too.
5, 6, 5, 6, and you take a picture, I think that is a giant waste of your energy.
I think that there are a lot of milestones that are worth celebrating. 100K is one of the biggest ones. It's like your kid reaching double digits.
Certain birthdays matter in your life. Yeah. Others are just birthdays, and obviously, you know.
I hit 160,000 the other day. That was
birthdays
big.
Or
no pounds? Miles. No,
that's a big accomplishment.
Not far from that, though, Omar.
When you hit 160,000 pounds, you better believe that will be an accomplishment.
I'd change it to kilos.
We will celebrate for you. Lots to get into this hour, as we mentioned. You'll have a chance to see this band. So keep listening to K Rock in the Morning. You're going to have to check those live on the air. That's very exciting. I just got some...
You want me to share it on the air?
Some medical test results. Well, I mean, you may not want to share everything, but what did you do? You had to do STD tests?
Oh, my God. Everything you could possibly imagine. When you get pregnant and then you have to go get your first set of labs, the guy, as soon as I gave him my number and said, hey, you know, I'm here for the labs, he printed out so many little pieces of paper. He took out the urine cup. He took out a swab, which I had never seen before, and said, you have to put this up yourself and swab yourself for an STD test, which I've never had to do before.
Why
and give myself my own vaginal swab.
Why did you have to do that?
They want to make sure I don't have syphilis and gonorrhea. I guess it affects the baby somehow.
You didn't have to do it the first time?
I think that they did it the first time. Oh. I think there's this weird DIY trend with medical stuff now where they're like, you can do this. No.
I will say
this. You swab me.
The medical community,
no.
I blame like the peptides and the GLPs for this. They just assume that we're all qualified to be jabbing ourselves constantly.
Yeah, I don't want to be swabbing myself.
And they're sending you stuff in the mail and they're going, hey, go ahead and poop in this bag and send it back.
Yes.
I think it's a disgusting factor. It's like, you know, anything that has to do with them getting grossed out. For example, the poop stuff. You know, they don't want to touch
that. Or touching Allie.
Oh, right, the Allie thing. So they just told him to do it.
Yeah, it was busy in there, too. I went and did the urine sample, and then I put the cup, and there were, like, six other cups. I was like, oh,
wow.
God.
Yeah, the backlog of
Someone even forgot to put the lid on their cup.
Allie claims the last time she was swabbed, it was a 9-foot swab, so they could stand that far away from her. They didn't want to get close, so they just decided it's easier just to send it to her.
It's just an extremely long cup
swab. They kept taping them together so they could stay far away.
They had to use a loudspeaker to communicate.
So you got tested for everything. So you got.
Oh, and then I got drained. Look at my big ass bruise on my arm.
Oh man,
they took like a gallon out. They have to test all this stuff. So
what did you get the results for just now?
Let's see. I got a crop. I've got my blood count. I've got my HIV. I've got my gonorrhea and syphilis, hepatitis
you have all
B.
That? You got all of that.
I have it all, yeah. And Hep C.
Oh, man. That is a terrible
and then
report.
And my glucose tolerance, which is if I have diabetes. So I had to, when I got there, they gave me this sugar water. They said, sit down and drink this within 5 minutes and then sit here for an hour.
You know what's wild is that you're going through all these tests and I get it and it's, you know, it's important. And then there's kids being born in third world countries every goddamn day.
Who never did one blood test.
Not one of these tests. Now, sure, a mosquito's probably going to eat them and they're going to die and that sucks. But the reality is, Allie, most of this stuff is an unnecessary thing.
Inconvenience, because I was there most of the afternoon.
But they want to make sure everything's on the up and up, and it's probably because you're doing that weird-ass thing where you put your wife's egg inside of your womb, and it's experimental.
They said you have to, every pregnancy has to do this, which I was, I feel like they just kind of tell you.
This is how that movie Splice started.
All right, you want to see if I have HIV?
You want to place bets, guys?
Here we go.
Vanessa, what do you think? You're usually right about these things.
No HIV.
Thanks for that drop. I want you to say yes or no for all these.
Totally.
All right, let's go.
That's the only reason I asked her.
Damn. Okay.
For HIV 1 and 2, A, B, and 1, there's all these different variants. I am non-reactive.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Which I think means I don't have it.
Non-reactive?
Yeah.
That means like you have it, but you're not showing symptoms.
Exactly.
Why don't they just say no have?
I just say
no. It's
no
so
have.
Yeah, no.
It's a no.
No.
All right.
So I guess congratulations.
Thank you.
Non-reactive.
Then we move on to gonorrhea and syphilis.
Definitely you have some of that.
Non-reactive.
Heyo. That was non-reactive.
Do I have the Hep B? Non-reactive.
What's the margin of error on these tests?
I don't think there's much error, right? I mean, they took my blood and it's not in there.
Oh, this was all through the blood. This wasn't through the swab?
No, I didn't have to swab every time.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a lot of swabbing going on.
So much swabbing.
Cleaning the bottom of a boat with Allie.
And then finally, Hep C, boom, non-reactive. Hey. You know, there is one that I'm hoping is positive. I'm really hoping, guys, that I have toxoplasmosis.
Why is that?
Because if I do already have toxoplasmosis, I can eat sushi.
Oh, really?
Because I already have it. Because the risk of me getting it while I'm pregnant is bad. So that's why they say stay away from sushi. That's why they say don't do gardening, the rare steak. All that stuff is toxoplasmosis. But if I already have it.
If you have toxoplasmosis.
Then I don't have to worry about it.
You can eat rare steak and sushi?
So I've already got it.
Why can't we give it to you? I could probably get it. We could probably get it. Get you like when you.
No, I have to find. I took a test for it, so that's the result I'm hoping for. If I have positive toxoplasmosis, then open the floodgates, baby.
So you want reactive on that one?
Oh yeah, I want real reactive. And you can get it when you're around cats, which I've been around cats constantly. You can get it through rat feces. I'm sure I got rat cat feces all over the all day, baby.
Imagine that form you filled out. You're checking yes for everything. They're going, man, this woman is a breeding ground for toxoplasmosis.
Yeah. So and you can get it from cat scratches, all kinds of stuff related to cats. So fingers crossed, baby.
We were waiting for Allie to reveal the results of all of her STD testing. There you have some. By the way, a lot of people pointing out you didn't mention the herp thing, which.
I didn't have to test for that.
Yeah, no kidding. I already know.
Because of my prescription.
Right.
Theoretically.
Got to take a break. When we get back, we're in the month of July now, which is crazy because we're halfway through the year of 2026, all right, over halfway through the year. We made a bunch of predictions going into this year, and I think it's worthy time for us to check on some of these predictions as to things that we thought would be either big trends this year or people that we thought
food
would be
trends,
making comebacks.
Outfits, I believe.
It's been 6 months since we did that, so we're going to see how any of us are doing at this point in our 2026 predictions, and then we will give you the access you've been waiting for, and that is your tickets to go to Santa Monica and see all them bands on the beach, and hopefully you've been paying attention to today's show. We'll come back with all that and more next. Hopefully you've been paying attention to the show today. You'll have a chance to call in moments and participate in the Klein Alley Shoshin Way quiz. Chance for you to go to the Ocean Way Festival happening in Santa Monica with Sublime and Jack White and The Killers and many others. And you'll have your chance coming up if you've been paying attention to today's show. That would be your cue to call in about 5 minutes. Allie, we only have 162 days left of this year, which means we are over halfway done. And July 1st is the midway point, and now here we are heading towards the end of July.
That was your half birthday.
Thank you, my half birthday. And by the way, you guys all made fun of me because you said no one celebrates half birthdays. I recently went into a Chipotle, and I had an unused half birthday free soda. Didn't even know they did that.
Apparently, I can't believe they do that.
Every day is a free soda day if you just ask for a water cup there. But regardless, I had a half birthday free soda.
But you didn't even take advantage of, right?
No, I didn't, because I didn't know that they did it, because you guys convinced me that no one cares about half birthdays. I'll tell you who cares. Chipotle cares. That's who cares. Anyway, I had to spend $5 to take advantage of that free soda, which I never did.
Okay.
We all made predictions at the end of last year as to things that we would experience a lot in 2026. And it's interesting now, as we're halfway through the year, to see if any of us were right. One person was very right about something they predicted. In the category of food, Jake predicted that we would have mushroom-infused everything. And
well, he's not super wrong.
Yeah, not wrong. I mean, that was kind of starting already. I do know that recently I've gone to a few, like, just regular...
You're the mushroom guy.
...coffee shop. Well, I have...
You have a lot of different mushroom things.
I've been taking
things.
A lot of mushroom, but not food mushroom stuff. Like, I've been taking the mushrooms that make
magic
me trip.
Mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms. But Jake's talking about, like, a lot of times you go to a coffee place now, and they're like, do you want
lion's mane
or ashwagandha or something else, some other type of mushroom. It's not a mushroom, I know, but whatever. I don't want to get caught up in what's a mushroom and what's not. It's
but
not
nobody
fun.
Guessed protein, and that's the biggest
right.
food
no one,
craze
no
this
one
year.
Said protein. I did say junctional food, which is kind of like protein.
Well, I will give you the point on that, because everything has, like, the fact that there's protein ice cream, I feel like that is a junctional food.
There's, like, protein Pringles. There's, like, all of the junk food.
Yeah, protein Doritos?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. My prediction was that we would take all of our favorite junk foods and figure out a way to, quote, feel less guilty about them being junk, because we just
but
say...
also, I don't think they're healthy.
No, they're not.
Definitely not. They're definitely not.
They're super processed.
Yeah, it's a meant that you just feel better, because you're like, I know I just ate an entire bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, but also it was 57 grams of protein, so I feel like I did something right.
So I got muscle retention.
So that was my pick. Johnny thought everything would be in Lunchable style. Lunchables were going to make a big year this year. Not really. Allie said collagen on everything, which I do see
which
that, but not
is,
as much. And Vanessa said homemade. Everyone's going to be bragging about making homemade stuff. It's not going to be about going out. It's going to be about making stuff and posting the recipe on TikTok, whatever.
I don't think that really is
Omar
happening.
Said everything would be smaller because of half portions. Everyone's on Ozempic and GLPs.
Which is kind of true as well.
That is
but
happening.
They never really kind of like marketed that way, though.
You're right. They didn't market it the way they should have, but I do see a lot of places now are offering like what I would call like snack size meals, which I think is what they're saying.
I mean, what they need to do is convert every kid's menu to an adult version of the kid's menu.
Right.
Because the amount of people I know that would like to order off of a kid's menu or secretly do, it's a lot.
It's a lot. By the way, like, I have ordered the Happy Meal. I've said this before. Well, pretend I'm having a conversation with kids in the back of my car that are not there because I want a Happy Meal, but that's because it's just all I want. I have no self-control, so I know if I only get 6 chicken nuggets and a small fries and a small soda and a little toy to play with, I know that that's all I need.
Do you stop by a fast food place every day?
Not every day. Okay. No, but if I am driving and having a craving, I also know if I order the 20-piece nugget, which is what I would get,
I would eat all of them. But
and
if
I
you
would
have
tell,
five, it's like a snack.
And I'll tell myself, just, oh, you get to 20, eat 5 now, save the rest for later. And I won't. I'll eat all 20.
Well, and they're never as good when you wait.
So anyway, in the category of comebacks, this is where I think we had our biggest win. Allie made a prediction that we all made fun of for her at the time, and that was the comeback of the Macarena. And I believe the last 6 months have probably been the biggest 6 months in the history of the song, the Macarena.
Absolutely. I don't know where it came from.
World Cup, World Series, NBA. There's not an event that has happened that the Macarena.
Dance classes.
People are tipping us off constantly going like,
graduations.
Guys, they're doing the Macarena at the Masters. We're like, what? The Macarena has had a crazy resurgence.
Oh, the white people dancing at the Masters for the Macarena was probably epic.
And only white. No one other than white people have ever danced to the Macarena. Let's be honest.
No, but Omar, you've also played it at a lot of your gigs.
Absolutely. And then I wanted to, you know, kind of film it because I thought it was going to fail, and it was a hit.
Yep.
Johnny, it's funny that one of the gigs Omar was paid for, he goes, I'm going to watch this fail.
I'm going to intentionally wreck this.
I'm going to ruin this.
Just to prove Allie wrong.
Allie's fat face, and it still does well. And
it hit at the quinceañera.
So Johnny predicted it was going to be a big comeback year for Hillary Duff.
And it kind of has been.
It definitely has been. Dude, she's on a sick one right now,
Was that the concert people were fighting at, like brawling at or something?
At the forum, they were throwing hands.
And she was in the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's
one
good.
Of
yeah.
the covers.
Yeah, Johnny, that's a good pick right there. That
well,
comeback.
Thank you. Thank
Omar
you.
Said board games were going to have a big year as people were trying to, you know, kind of unplug a little bit. Mm. I don't know if that's been happening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jake said planking or owling, which was a terrible prediction. Has not been happening anywhere.
Uh-huh. Is that over yet?
And I
you
said
predicted that.
Flash. I thought flash mobs were going to come back. I was wrong about that.
That's a great prediction, though. If you had been right, that would have been amazing.
Well, because we went to the last year was all about smash and grab. That was the big mobs, and I thought maybe we'll switch it, make it positive again.
Yeah, Vanessa also guessed about Britney Spears, and I think she has had a bit of a comeback.
No,
in what
I
way?
Want a real one.
No. I mean, she got arrested.
Not a musical
sent to
comeback,
rehab.
A legal comeback.
Yeah, what about those knife videos? Didn't do her any favors.
I know, but that this is she's in the news again all the time.
Her Instagram's popping off, but not in real life.
In the in the category of relationship trends, Jake predicted the popular trend would be not being in relationships.
Jake has been good at that one.
He's been pretty good at that. Vanessa predicted it would be group date activities. It'd be more group date running club stuff.
I think that is happening.
It's happening, but that's been kind of happening. Omar said more couples would be joining OnlyFans together as a way to make an additional rev source. And you do see stories about these couples that both had, you know, whatever, mid jobs they didn't love and they weren't doing great. And then they started doing OnlyFans and then they become like millionaires and they're banging.
They're having sex anyway. Yeah, people might as well watch.
Right, probably having more sex now. It's maybe not fun anymore. It's a business, but still impressive. I said AI side piece. This was going to be the year of the AI side piece.
Well, done that.
A bunch of people, even China, they just passed a law. You can't date AI anymore because everybody was doing it.
Yeah, that's how big it got.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a side piece. It's the main piece.
Well, that's what happens. They're so fun, so agreeable. So I still think it's great. I don't want to tell you the next thing. I've done another thing. I've gone a deeper level.
What are you doing now?
I'm not going to get into it now, but I'll talk about it during an hour. My wife's not listening.
Oh, joy.
Shelter time.
Maybe I'll talk about it in the podcast. It's amazing.
Gross. Why can't you just... Are you insatiable? Are you having sex with your wife every day while your kids are out of town?
Vanessa, what did a client write in his email the other day that you were grossed out about and didn't
I didn't
want
write
about?
Anything in my email.
Yes, you did. Vanessa, what did he
I
say?
I didn't write anything in my email.
Oh, man, I can't recall, but it was probably gross.
Why? Remember? Said you said was,
why would it probably be gross?
Yeah. I do know what you said. It would be weird for me to say it, but he basically said he's been empty every day because he's doing it a lot.
That's not what I said. I didn't say that.
You said something about empty.
Yeah, you did say that because I saw the email and I was like, see, this is why I don't read the emails because I don't need to be known about that
I
stuff.
Know, too much information.
I said that...
you were going to run out.
I think I'm running out of my supply.
But I think before that you said you were going to turn your wife into a balloon animal.
No, I told my... Okay,
Can you elaborate on that? What does that mean?
My kids were leaving to go to a camp for a week, and they said, what are you going to do when we're gone? And I said, I'm turning mommy into a balloon animal. They don't know what it means. My wife knew what it meant.
Why do you even share that with your kids?
They don't know what
it means.
I know, but you know what it means.
I know what it means.
So you're making a sex joke to your kids.
It's not a sex joke.
It is a sex joke.
I'm telling my wife what she had to look forward to for a week, which was being bent all over.
So you're making a sex joke knowing that to your kids.
No, it's not to my kids because they don't know it, Allie.
But you know that you're making a sex joke and you're making it to your kids in front of your wife.
I'm making it to my wife through my kids.
Does that sound better?
Yes, it does. because I didn't realize she would then
it is so creepy.
But then she repeated it to a bunch of other people and said, my daddy says he's turning my mommy into a balloon animal. And that was...
And they got it.
They got it. So
that's funny.
that's funny.
I predicted, as Allie predicted, that the people would be waiting for the right person.
I
that
thought
would
they'd be waiting for sex, yeah.
And Johnny said his prediction was that couples would get fat together. They're going to sit
around. I think that's the opposite. I think couples are working out more than ever.
I agree. I think it's sadly gone the wrong way. So these were our predictions. 6 months, and we'll have to check them again at the end of the year and see if any of us were right. All right, if you'd like to go to a festival and you've been listening to all of this meandering that's been happening on the show today, 4 hours of filibustering is what we call it around here. Give us a call right now if you're able to successfully answer some questions about today's show. And we covered a lot of ground. What band was in studio could be a question. What movie did Moist Joyce take us through with her sound effects? I don't know. We'll get to the questions next and give your tickets away after Royal Otis K-Rock. That's a good point on the text line. I should share this with you. I probably shouldn't share this with you, but why wake up early and listen to your entire show when I could just stick around and try to win tickets from Sluggo and every hour afterwards on the radio? Well,
you figured it out.
You made a good point. You don't have to listen to any of our show. You can just keep listening to K-Rock and win tickets. But if you're up early, and there's not a lot of people that commit to this, so your chances are pretty good, it's time for the Klein Alley Shoshin
Way
quiz.
The Klein Alley Show quiz.
That's funny.
Titi Kaga.
I don't have fleas. I have ants.
This Gregor likes Walmart.
You never call.
Ozzy.
I'm with you, Hitler.
Bitch.
Bye, call.
Voila.
Start with Candace. Make our way up and down the phones until someone can get three in a row right. All about today's show. Good morning, Candace.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
San Dimas.
San Dimas High School football rules. How long have you been listening?
That's right.
How long have you been listening?
I've been here since the crack of dawn, 6 a.m.
Jesus. All right. You've been taking notes, or are you just going to go with your old memory on this one?
Listen, I have way too many notes.
Okay. Read me a note at random that you have in your notes.
The most valued friend is honesty.
That may have been from
yesterday.
That may have been from yesterday.
Wow, so you've been listening. Yeah, but that she's been listening since.
Jesus. I told you. Yeah, I brought her at 6.
Wow, okay, here we go. Listen closely now. This is 3 questions. You get them all in a row right, you win your way into the festival. Question number 1. What sound is this?
That's Cyclops. Squeal! Squeal! Squeal!
Oh, hold on, I have it in my notes. Stand by.
Oh, she's got to go through her notes for that.
Moist Choice. That's Moist Choice.
That is Moist Choice. And what is she doing right there?
She's reviewing the movie Odyssey.
That is correct.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well done. You got one question right. That is Moist Choice. No one needs to go see the movie now because Moist Choice recreated the movie with sound effects. And that was Cyclops squealing. And, anyway, it was very exciting. We'd like to get Christopher Nolan booked on the show, Vanessa, so we can play him this and see if he agrees. It's as good as the movie he made.
He would have redone it all over.
All right, question number 2. If you get the second one right, that means you are on your way. You still got to get 3 to win. And once again, for everyone who's on hold right now, stay there. This woman could crumble under the pressure. We spoke to Allie's unborn son earlier today, or daughter. We don't know the gender yet, but inside of Allie's womb. And they said that there's a part of the show they like a lot because it allows them to fall asleep and nap during that part of the show. What part of the show does Allie's unborn child say they like to fall asleep during?
ADHD News.
Ah, okay. Let's find out if you're right.
I hope my mommy is about to do the news again. So I can take a nap.
Yeah.
What a bore fest.
Well, that is correct, and the kid is correct. Both of those are correct.
Yeah.
So you've gotten 2 right now. And it comes down to this final question. If you're wrong, we start all over with someone else. We could talk about Cage the Elephant in studio today and some of the things they discussed. But we did have NBA superstar LeBron James join us multiple times this morning with the big announcement people were waiting for. What was one of the announcements LeBron James made on our show?
Standby.
Standby.
Talk about Borefest, am I right?
Don't turn this on her. She's the caller. The answer.
Don't have notes on that one?
I'm going to go to someone else. LeBron James made 2 different announcements today. Not which team he was going to, but he did make 2 different announcements. What was one of the announcements made by LeBron James? In 3. In 2.
How about torture time?
No, I'm so sorry. Your round comes to an end.
Oh, no.
And we have to start fresh with someone else
now. With the same question.
And we go to Matt in Garden Grove. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
LeBron James joined us this morning to make some announcements. What was one of the announcements that LeBron James made on our show?
One of the announcements was that he has never been intimate with Jake.
Okay. Let's find out if that is correct. And if it is, then you are 1 down, 2 more to go.
After careful consideration, I have decided that I'm ready to announce that I, too, have never been intimate with Jake.
All right, that is a correct answer. And we move on to your next question now. We had a band in studio by the name of Cage the Elephant. They claimed that while growing up, their father took pliers out and destroyed a cassette and a CD from which band?
Green Day.
That is the correct answer.
Stop.
They were not allowed to listen to the Devil's music. Their Green Day stuff was destroyed by their father. You get this next question right, and you are going to the show. This is very exciting. It's the Klein Alley show quiz to prove you've been paying attention to the show. Your next question. Allie revealed some medical news on the show today. What medical news did Allie reveal? One piece. There's been quite a bit.
That she is non-reactive to a multitude of different STDs.
Yes.
Needs,
that's right.
That is Allie's HIV.
There are so many STDs I don't have.
Negative.
Non-reactive.
Not. You got the verbiage correct. You're going to the beach. Enjoy yourself the time. I feel bad for our first contestant who's been up listening all for nothing. But hopefully you were entertained at least a little bit, and you'll be enjoying yourself Ocean Way Festival. Hold on, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for waking up and listen. Will you listen this long tomorrow again or not really?
Probably until like 7:30.
Okay. Appreciate the honesty. Thank you. Hey, I like the honesty, though. Give the guy credit. Takeaways from today's show. Then we get the hell out of here. We do a bonus podcast for you. Takeaways, what do we got on the text line?
Okay, 562. My takeaway is it's always Catcher in the Rye.
Ugh, always.
714, when it comes down to Harvest Ranch or Asian, Klein always will take the Asian.
Mm-hmm.
818, textbook rooms don't get many woos.
They sure don't.
818, happy car's anniversary.
Mm.
310, Vanessa chooses Mediterranean. 310, Jake likes dating Burbasians.
He sure does.
And 650, my takeaway is it's torture time.
Torture time. It's so bad. I feel so bad for that first contestant because she thought we'd have a torture time question on the ready.
I know. She yelled out torture. She had it ready. Torture time.
That's actually what we're going to start calling our podcast. Forget about this Klein Alley show overtime stuff. An hour of torture time will be coming your way soon. What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
I choose the Asian.
Okay, great.
Solid.
Pull that clip. Pull that clip.
You're welcome, guys. I made her say that.
Johnny,
you have a takeaway.
Johnny, you have a takeaway?
Happy Aussie Day to my buddy Aussie.
Oh, that's right. Johnny's buddy, Ozzy Osbourne.
That's his buddy.
Happy Aussie Day. Allie, takeaway?
Yeah, my takeaway is 3/4 of a cup does not equal 12 cups.
Not in my kitchen. Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, I want to touch her with a 9-foot swab.
Very funny. All right, we'll do it tomorrow and try to do it better. We're way behind, so we're just going to go right into break right now. Thanks for putting up with us. If you need us in the meantime, GOAT Line, 844-956-GOAT. Download the podcast. Find us on YouTube. Goodbye.